Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Good morning, New York, and welcome to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
We got to have Denny Green on the show soon.
Here on News Talk 1230 WFAS, and we're in the same studio again for the second week in a row. So things are great.
I'm losing weight, and so are you. You came back from your honeymoon, and you look like Porky Pig.
Well, when it's not all inclusive, I can't afford it.
Now you look like olive oil.
Yeah.
I bet you lost 10 pounds this week just not eating 8 meals a day.
Yeah. Well, when it's all inclusive, you just eat. And when you get home and you have no money, you don't just eat.
You know what?
you eat cereal.
If you get fat enough, like my mom used to say, live off your own fat for a while.
Yeah, well.
That's true. You know, people that are already super skinny can't go as long without food as somebody who looks like they need to go for a while without food. And if you're, you know, if you're obese out there, I'm not making fun of you because, you know, I'm certainly not in great shape. And some of my best friends are big people. But you know what? From a health standpoint, lose the weight. Just lose the weight. It's better for you. Buy dogs.
Dogs help you live longer.
And then you go out and walk them every day. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Some people will walk their dogs twice a day. We call those people saints because I can't do that.
Well, I can't say it on the radio.
Hey, you used to have a job walking dogs.
Yes, I did.
I actually used to.
I was the guy who was holding like 7 leashes and walking like 4 pugs that looked all like the same owner.
You were making the big money, and of course, you declared all of that money to the IRS.
Of course, I did. Actually, I did fill out a W-2 for that job.
Well, you had to because you were making more money than I was.
I was making decent money walking dogs. So when you see the people walking down the street and they have like 30 dogs, they actually are doing all right.
All right, we got a lot of stuff happening. Hey, by the way, the East Coast this week, 95 degrees yesterday in Washington.
Came back from Mexico and nothing changes.
No, but it's supposed to cool off. The weather, you know, our prayers go out to Oklahoma. Oh, Matt's sun burnt. Of course, Matt looks like he's the last guy in the world and needs to be outside without 100 sunscreen on. Matt's a little redheaded. He's a little, what do you call those guys? Crimson? No, that's not it. That's what do you call people that are redheads?
Irish?
No.
Gingers.
Ginger. That's it, gingers.
Daywalkers.
You know what? When I was Matt, when I was a kid, I had my hair
all
had a red tint to it.
I only have red in my beard. My head.
Right.
Is
of course.
All
yes.
Brown.
That's, mm-hmm.
Did I tell my joke?
It's gray now.
Did I tell my Irish joke last week?
We can.
You know what? It's really funny. You can
be
make,
careful. I'm not, very proud of my Irish.
It doesn't
heritage.
Matter.
I'm Irish.
Hey, look. We just found out you can make fun. Some guy got on national radio and TV and made fun of Catholics. And evidently, you can make fun of Catholics, but you can't make fun of Jews. So, evidently. So, I mean, and I don't make fun of anybody, ever.
I almost broke FCC laws there.
But let me just say this. I got a great joke. What's Irish and stays out all night? Patio furniture.
That's pretty funny.
I love that. Patio furniture.
I need
a
little rim.
What is that?
You know who told me that? This redheaded Irish lady who her daughter plays with my daughter at Gaysburg College, and they're on the softball team. And
there's,
you know,
Irish suntan lotion.
What?
Your local pub.
Well, exactly. Well, who don't know that? I didn't know that. Listen, we're going to have Scott O'Neill on. I can't remember when I told him to call, but he's going to call in soon. I think it's in the first half of the show. Trying to get Mike Wise on. We're going to talk NBA playoffs. He's probably hanging out with his little boy right now, but if he gets my direct message on Twitter, and that's the greatest thing about following somebody on Twitter, we can DM you if you follow us. Follow me at Bruce Hall Sports. Follow Roy at Sportsman Cave anywhere in the country.
Yeah, SMC, anything.
And let me tell you, Roy is now, and so is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, we're national now.
We are
national because Roy has done whatever he's got to do to make us national on the web, right?
That's right. You can go to SMC Radio anywhere in the country or on your smartphone devices. Pull up TuneIn Radio. and SMC Radio.
Oh, so it's TuneIn Radio, not iHeart Radio.
iHeart is WFAS. TuneIn is
I did not know that. Well, yeah. Well, so everybody, you can still get Bruce Hall's Second Opinion live on Sports Man Cave.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, let me tell you something. I'm headed, my 35,000th tweet is sometime this week.
That's ridiculous.
And I'm going to do something. No, not if you read me, because I have nothing but very good, responsible tweets. Plus, you guys get the... Look, Roy, what's the best thing about my tweets?
I don't know what's funnier.
You do read... Listen, you do read a lot of stuff from me that I retweet to you that's the first time you've ever seen it.
Yes. I mean,
I am all over
it. You tweet great stuff, and you go on forever, but...
No, I don't.
No, not forever. That was
how many characters can you go on for?
But that's why, like, I mean, when you tell a news story, it's not a one tweet, 6-word news story. Like, some people will tweet, they'll be like, breaking news, this happened. Bruce will go, breaking news, this happened, and we're going to talk about
it. Let me tell you, and it's not just sports. We were all over the bombings in Boston. We were all over the thing that happened in Cleveland.
Cause it's life stuff.
The news reporter in Cleveland, he and I are like best friends on Twitter now. And this guy is unbelievable. We handed out his information last week. And if you're even interested in finding out what happens to this scum, whatever they call him, trying to be really nice on a New York.
How many tweets do you think you sent out a week?
Well, think about this. It's been 1 year and, let me see, 1 year and 16 months. What's 15 months into 35,000? Probably 2,000 a month, so 500 a week.
Wow.
That's not that many. It's like less than 100 a day.
Maybe we should pull back the curtain. This isn't a radio show. Me and Roy are here as an intervention.
Yes, this is a Twitter intervention.
Can I tell you what? That ain't going to happen.
30.
We need to catch you before it gets to
Tumblr. There are people out there that are... Listen, look at all the beat reporters. Look at Jason Luckham, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
You know, and look at Bram Weinstein. And look at all these guys. These guys go to the bathroom tweeting. Oh, I can't believe...
I'm going
to
bring up
Luckham. I'm going to have to call you back right now because I really got to go to the bathroom. We didn't need to know that, Bram. I'm just kidding.
You have 34,640-ish tweets.
And I don't beg for followers.
So about 600 tweets.
Loyal.
He said, I'm going to hit 35,000 this week. 500 tweets this week.
Well, that'll probably happen by Wednesday. Listen,
I might hit 9,000 tweets this week, and I have 8,901
tweets.
Yeah, but
you
do. I might hit 9,000.
Look, you work for the government, too. You're not supposed to be sitting working on...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. You have a regular job and you have a sports man cave.
I do.
And you have a kid, a 3-year-old,
but two.
Almost.
He's two.
Almost three. And you have a beautiful wife and you have a another life. So you aren't going to be tweeting as much as me. You know where my wife and daughter are right now? Hawaii. You know why? Cuz I couldn't go. Carol went on business, Emily went in my place, and they're sending back pictures of them on ATVs, or
that's awesome.
What do you call them?
Yeah,
I mean, they are like having a blast over there.
Jason Lockenfora has 44,000.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So you got to catch him.
Well, he started probably 4 years before me.
Oh yeah, no, he definitely started before you. Let's look at CBS.
Yeah.
CBS has 57,000 tweets. You can catch them.
Yeah, they suck. My tweets are all hell. Have you ever noticed what CBS and what NFL send out? NFL send out tweets to The Office that are worthless. They're like, they're so vanilla, you know, it's not news. It's just them repeating something that I said 6 hours earlier, right?
They do wait
to...
They never source me. They never.
Well, they're stupid if they don't, because, you know, all the smart people do source me. You look at the people who follow me, those are all brilliant people.
ESPN has 48,000 tweets. You can catch them, too.
Well, the four-letter network is one of the stupidest networks in the history of stupidity. They give stupidity a bad name, in my opinion.
Those tweets are always late, though. Well, any of the big networks are always late.
They always are.
The beat reporters are faster.
They always are.
Adam Schefter always beats, you know... the network.
Can I tell you what? This is going to be a great show because I'm like ready to rock
ready.
And roll.
I'm almost all the way.
I got a lunch meeting. We'll be back in a minute on News Talk 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So the San Antonio Spurs are waiting. And they're waiting for the winner of the Eastern Conference Finals.
And
they're not
waiting together either. He let the old dudes go home.
Well, they got
How
rest.
Cool is that?
It's going to be a while. And now it's going to be at least a day longer because the Pacers just forced Game 7 against the Heat last night.
He may be the best coach in the NBA.
Yeah, ever. Popovich, absolutely.
I think almost, you got to put him in the top three or four ever. Because that's how good this guy is.
He's in the conversation.
All right, tell me who the other players are besides Ginobili,
mm-hmm.
Tim Duncan, and Tony.
Tony Parker?
Give me six names.
Well, there's the guy that I called Tony Blair a couple weeks ago. Is not named Tony.
His name's not.
Would you mind putting the ball in the net?
But his name is Blair, and he went to Pitt, and I still can't remember the guy's first
Doesn't
name.
Doesn't matter, but he's playing, mm-hmm. right? Who else?
Hey,
I found out Juwan Howard
Danny Green plays for Miami, though.
Hey, Juwan Howard's got to be 45 years old. I remember when he signed the biggest contract in the history of the
Danny
NBA.
Green.
Remember that? Didn't he go to Georgetown, Danny Green?
He
did. That spurs up Mike Green. He's a Capital.
Danny Green, yeah.
Yeah, he did go to Georgetown.
And he's a Spur. He's good. DeJuan Blair, that's his name. He went to Pitt. He's good. He's a banger.
Yeah, you know what? They get guys that fit into their
Other than
system.
That, though, I honestly don't know if I can name a couple more Spurs.
Okay, here you go. Besides Juwan Howard, who I just named,
uh-huh.
and Dwayne Wade, who nobody's seen lately, and LeBron James.
Juwan Howard's not a Heat.
Yeah, he is.
He's not in the Heat anymore.
He just started yesterday.
What? Yeah, Howard's still in the Heat.
Yeah, pretty sure.
I thought
you were my
that
NBA
just blew
guy.
My mind.
Weren't you my NBA
yeah.
contact?
No, okay. I definitely watched.
No,
Heat.
He started because somebody was hurt.
I thought that dude was retired.
He's like 90.
I thought he retired after
Did I
last
say
year.
He was 45? I think
You're
he's
right.
thir- I think
he
he's,
plays for the Heat.
You know what? He's 38, I bet.
But there's Ray Allen, Mike Miller.
Ray Allen does play.
Every
them.
Once in a while.
Mike Miller got hot yesterday for
he's
a short period
Mike
of time.
Miller.
Well, wasn't he at University
Bosch,
of Florida?
Wayne
Didn't he play
Wade,
for
LeBron
Billy Donovan?
James.
Mike Miller?
Billy Mike Donovan? Miller was a Florida guy, yeah.
Gator. So what's going on with the Gators? They're not even winning in baseball.
Yeah.
Normally they're in the – they usually get
the
to the super regional. I don't know if they're going to make it to the super – we're going to talk NCAA baseball here in a little while. Probably not in this segment. I want to talk about the NBA playoffs. Yesterday, mm-hmm. It was a pretty good game for a while. And then all of a sudden, Roy Hibbert just took over.
Well,
now let me ask
Chris Bosh.
Did you hear what Roy Hibbert said? Did you hear the?
I didn't hear
the gay comment he made that was just stupid. No, about anybody.
Oh,
it was in an interview, and he basically said, "I don't even want to. I don't have it. You could find it, Matt. Why don't you find? I want you to find the comments that Roy Hibbert made after the game yesterday. It's going to be front page the rest of the week." Because it wasn't 2 weeks ago that a Washington Wizard came out as the first gay person
yep.
to ever come out in the NBA. And really, who cares? Because, that's his business, in my opinion. But why act like a 13-year-old at a press conference after you just played a great game and just basically bring all of that down?
Mm-hmm.
Now he's got people pulling against them. That might even normally not pull against them. He just lost a lot of respect with me, Roy Hibbert did. And I'll tell you who had that on was CBS Radio this morning.
Yeah. See, I'm a big Roy Hibbert fan. He went to Georgetown.
Well, he's 7'2", 7'3", and he can get it done. Yeah. And he had a great game yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't the only one, though.
11 boards. David West had 14 boards.
They out-rebounded him by 20.
Lance Stevens had 12 boards. And nobody for the Heat was in double digits. LeBron James led all rebounders with 7.
Somebody had a great joke this morning.
That's just getting outworked.
I can't remember what it was. I'll find it. But it was like, what's the difference between me and Dwayne Wade? Basically nothing. We both watch LeBron James play basketball.
We
both love to enjoy watching LeBron play basketball.
Dwayne Wade, 10 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist. So he did have 2 steals.
I don't know that going back to Miami is a big advantage for these guys.
That's not much of a game.
Don't you think Indiana is...
Chris Bosh, 5 points. Let's see. What is that? 4 boards. That's a terrible game.
Well, listen, the other night when it was 2 games to 2,
yeah. The swing game.
They wouldn't have won that game. They don't outscore them 30-11. They don't win that game, right?
That's the LeBron took over the third quarter game.
Absolutely. Well, he
shot 50%, and the real player in that whole streak was Udonis Haslem. Udonis Haslem hit 5 of 5 or something like that in the third, and it was all in the same exact spot. It was like the guy was sitting in his driveway and just shooting from one spot. All he had to do was post up in one spot. LeBron James was driving and kicking to Udonis Haslem.
You know, it's going to be an interesting matchup between the Spurs and Miami because...
Well, if Miami gets there.
Yeah, well, I think they'll get there. But well, you know what? I hope they don't because guess what? I got everybody I've got and I know in Vegas, they've got the other side of that because the number was unbelievable.
The Pacers right now, if the Pacers...
To go 7, I mean, the number was
the
unbelievable.
The last three games, the Indiana Pacers have completely controlled the boards and completely controlled the game. If it wasn't for the third quarter of the game before this one, what you're talking about, that swing game,
right?
Then it'd be over.
Yeah, it'd be
the Pacers should have won game 5, and they dominated game 6.
I think there's no doubt they're the better team. Right now,
The Heat is a better talented team, but yes, you're right. Indiana is playing better as a team.
Well, listen, everybody that is an underdog player in the NBA playoffs right now that bet on this series in Vegas or wherever, okay, they're playing with house money if they bet the 7 games because they've already made their money.
Yeah,
if they win, it's gravy. If they lose, they still probably won a little bit. They did. They came out ahead. So if you're betting Miami Heat now, you're not feeling very good about life.
I thought this game was going to... I said Miami would win in 7. And
you know what?
And
you weren't alone. A lot of people had 6.
Yeah.
6 seemed to be the number if you were a Heat
fan. The Pacers played... Indiana has had trouble with defensive teams all year. They had trouble with Chicago. They had trouble... And now they're having trouble with Indiana. Now
exactly.
They got by Chicago a little easier, but there's no stars on Chicago with Rose out.
You know, it's like the one, you know, the ones and twos for the Heat are running out of gas. There's You know, LeBron's having to get his own shot.
That's what I was going to say.
He can't move without the basketball.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to bring that up. Is that this Heat team reminds me a lot of the teams he had in Cleveland
when he was 21 years old, 22, 23.
Everybody's spread out, and LeBron's going to either go to the lane or he's going to dish it out, and I better make a jumper. And that's what this team looked like last night. This looked like the Cavalier team of when they made that run and end up losing the Spurs in the finals.
Yep.
It's like deja vu all over
again. I could feel the air come out of them. Couldn't you feel that? Especially in the fourth quarter when they went up by, 18?
James looks frustrated.
Well, you know what? How about the reaction he had to not get... Now, that was a terrible call. Mm-hmm. They called charging.
He's a whiner.
He was way up in the air. I mean, he didn't charge, but they called it, and he just sprints the length of the court, puts his hands on his head.
He's a whiner.
Of course he is. But here's the thing. That's a lot of energy to have when you've been playing every minute of the game and you're doing everything for your team. The guy's an incredible athlete.
He is. He's the best.
He's going to keep it close even if they lose. I think it's going to come down. It might even be an overtime game.
It's not going to be a blowout because none of these
games have
been blowouts.
Well, now listen.
Even when LeBron took over the game, it was like a 9-10-point game or something like that.
It's David Stern's last hurrah. I mean, it's going to come down. I'm telling you, it's going to go double overtime. They're going to orchestrate this thing no matter what happens. You know, if Indiana jumps way out in front and they're 10, 12 points out, you're going to see a billion fouls all of a sudden on the Pacers to try to get it back down. They may do the same thing with Miami. If Miami jumps out, I don't think that they'll...
I just don't think that Miami really has it in them right now.
I don't either. And you know what? How sore do you think LeBron is today?
It's LeBron James.
Is it Monday night? That's the game. Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
That's going to be a great game.
It's LeBron James. Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh have kind of conceded the ropes now.
Right.
It's LeBron James' team. Before, it was the big three. Last year, it was the big three. The year before that, it was the big three. Towards the postseason of last year when they started to win the title, it was, you know, okay, it's LeBron's team. This might be LeBron's team. This year, absolutely, it's LeBron's team.
Right.
There's no doubt that right now in this playoffs, the game rests on LeBron James. And he has now put up 29 last night, but he's put up three straight 30-point performances. And two Mario Chalmers and Dwayne Wade both had 10 last night. Supporting cast.
You know, Dwayne Wade is being handled.
He is.
I mean, he just...
He looks slow. Well, he looks beat up.
He is beat up. And I got to tell you, he's not the old... He's not the same Dwayne Wade that we grew to love.
No,
he's not young anymore. And these kids on this Indiana Pacers team? Can they play in the front court or what?
Yeah, absolutely.
In the back court?
I mean, they're unbelievable. They're an extremely good defensive team.
Yeah, I like them. I like them. Let's do this. We're getting ready to break here in about three minutes, but let's talk briefly about a couple of things. You know, number one, we're talking about having Mike Wise on the show. Mm-hmm. You know, this is national news. I'm getting tired of reading about it because, you know, for us, it's not a big deal. But the Redskins name, okay?
Yep.
You know, you and I are on both sides of this. I'm a conservative. You I don't know what you are. I don't care. It's none of your business. We know what Matt is. He's a screaming liberal over there on the box. But Matt and I, this is the only thing we've ever agreed on in the entire time we've known each other is we both agree that change the name. I mean, it's just, you know, why? You know, I don't even like the name that much. I just learned to call him that because that was the name of my team where I grew up. Mm-hmm. Dan Snyder is just trying to be kind of a bully with this thing. And I got news for you. If he's smart, he will change the name. He will change the colors eventually. You know, maybe he'll fight it for a while, but I think that, you know, what we did to the American Indian here, it's very similar to what the British Empire did to everywhere in the world for hundreds of years, well, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
We got here and we just kept pushing
who's
them
we,
over.
Though? Who was we?
Well, we as our ancestors, buddy.
Yeah, but we as
my ancestors were here.
Well, is it we as in the Europeans, the Spanish, the French?
All of them.
Because there was not
all inclusive.
I think that
all inclusive.
Because I think that when people say that what we
the
did
settlers,
to the Americans,
settlers look those people
good
when they
Lord.
If they were born,
it's
saying,
we as a country.
Yeah, it's
we
not as it's not
everything
we
that
as,
is built up to our society.
You're not going to win this argument with Roy.
My parents didn't do it, so I'm not responsible. So I can call whatever the hell I want.
No.
Whatever built up our society.
That's not what I'm saying.
Has led to
that.
Tell
us what you're
saying.
Matt, stop. You're a screaming liberal.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying is people act like the United States completely controlled the entire territory that we now call the United States. There was Mexico. There was French. There was Spanish. There was Europeans.
But the Indians. But the American Indians were here first, no matter what.
Absolutely. Okay. I'm not saying that. But
I'm saying we're a part of that, though. When you say we're a part of that,
absolutely.
And by the way,
last
time I checked, the French and the Spanish don't run the United States anymore.
Well, they used to.
Well, they run all of our lawn service.
Louisiana Purchase was
that's for sure. Because everybody that I have working in my yard that does a phenomenal job, they're
French.
They're Hispanic. No, they're not French.
I'm just saying. Like,
no, the French I can't find. I can see their backs. I just can't see the front of them.
I'm just saying.
I'm just kidding. I'm Bruce Hall and I'm being a comedian.
This whole thought process that the United States has to fix what the entire world did.
I'm holding up right now what I think of the French.
It's a little much of a thought process there.
No,
if you truly understand history, you know that it was not the United States. It was not Americans who did everything.
Let's say this.
It wasn't the United States that created the Trail of Tears.
How much time we got, Matt?
We actually are over by 10 seconds.
Love it. Hey.
But I'm pissed off.
That's
Can
fine.
I tell you what? We're not going
to
pick this up, but this just tells you how big that topic is. Because we're three Redskin fans in here arguing with each other.
Yeah.
For the first time in generations, by the way, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall for Roy Edwards and Matt. We'll be back in about a minute or two with more of Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on News Talk 1230 WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, we're back.
And we're back to Sensitive Hour.
We're really going at Roy. Hey, listen, Roy just brought, God, that was really loud, man.
Sorry.
Roy just brought up a great topic.
We're too sensitive.
We're too sensitive. So you know what Roy said we should do? Well, actually, he said.
I said the Yankees.
What about the Yankees? I mean, they beat up the South.
The United States Civil
it's
War.
It's offensive to the Confederate States of America.
The Yankee logo.
More people died in the United States Civil War than in all other wars in America that American has fought in combined.
That's true.
So the Yankee name should be offensive to the British. Though.
Why?
Because it's Yankee Doodle Dandy.
The Yankees logo is a top hat that a guy named Abraham Lincoln, who led the Union, fought, and they have the stars and bars on that. Is that not – that's Union. Well, look at the Columbus Blue Jackets. Why do you think they're called the Blue Jackets? The because, Union soldiers.
Well, because it's Ohio. The Ohio infantry was like where most...
Exactly. There are tons of names that you point to them, and they can be offensive to people.
Listen, let me just say this, and this is politics, and I don't know if you even want to get into this too much, Roy,
but
I don't think it is, because this is more history. When all of the people came here from, you know, Ireland, England, Europe, they went through New York Harbor. Okay. Yeah. They stopped off. What's the name of that place where they all stopped off?
Ellis Island.
And do you know what they were during the Civil War? Do you know what they did?
They put them on a train
with a blue uniform. They gave them a musket and a hat, and they sent them to war. That was how they became, the boys became U.S. citizens. And I got to tell you, that is where the term started. It came from because. You know, and that's okay, but it was kind of a pretty big advantage to be able to do that because there weren't a whole lot of people, you know, bringing ships into Charleston Harbor.
It was a huge advantage. That's my point. If you study the Civil War, then you'll know after the war ended, the Confederate Army released the Lost Cause Proclamation, where they said that it was a lost cause. There was no way in God's name that they would have won it because it was three times the population in the
Union.
So
they also couldn't produce the weapons, the bullets, everything else. I mean,
why would you bring up the Yankees over the Fighting Irish?
Well, let's do this. Some guy just had nothing but horrible things to say on the air, making fun of Catholics. So, you know, it's okay to talk about the Irish. It's okay to talk about Catholics. You know, God knows we can't talk about other ethnicities.
I mean,
we can't talk about right now you can't talk about Muslims. Right now you can't definitely talk about, you know, the Jews have been, you know, I mean, they've been through pure hell. But you got to be very careful that you don't insult them either. My point is this. Should we change the name of the New York Yankees? Because
I don't think you should.
So you think it's okay?
I don't think you should.
History is
determined
by the victor.
And I don't think you should change the Redskins either.
All right, let's pretend that the Yankees...
Can I say something? Yeah, go ahead. They're a private company and they can name themselves
whatever
they want.
Yeah, we're not going to... But if we did change the name of the Yankees, what would we change it to? That's a good question. Hey, if you have an answer for that, give us a call, 240-317-7294, 240-317-7294. Yeah. Tell us if you agree with Roy that changing the name of the Redskins is basically like having to change the name of the Yankees, call in and tell us because that's what we like to talk about. We are going to talk a little bit right now about Major League Baseball. We're going to give you all the winners today. To start with, and let's just talk about baseball for a little bit.
Sure.
Let's pull it up. You know, in the American League, right now, the American League East, now the Yankees got clobbered yesterday. They lost 10-3, and it wasn't pretty. You know, it really wasn't pretty. I'm sorry, the Yankees didn't lose 10-3. They lost like 11-1. They got hammered. The Yankees are starting to all of a sudden, remember last week I was saying that Buck Showalter should be manager of the year? I'm not taking that back. I still think he's performing miracles with that team. You know, they're only two games back of Boston right now. The Red Sox are the ones that are playing some ball, so you got to kind of think about that guy a little bit. David Ortiz, hey, raise your hand out there if anybody out there thinks David Ortiz is juicing. My hand is up. I've never seen a bigger, stronger, better shape David Ortiz than the guy that's just ripping the ball right now. Now, if he's not juicing, my apologies. But, you know, there's a lot of guys every week that keep getting hit for 50 games. Most of them are minor leaguers. right?
Yeah.
They are. But, and I'm just wondering if maybe, you know, that's just not going to happen to somebody like Big Poppy. See, he's never tested positive. So there's no need to test him.
He's been
every week.
Very vocal about it, actually.
Now, I got to tell you, Ryan Braun, I'd really like to know what the situation is with Ryan Braun right now, because he did test positive, but then they threw it out because of the way it was handled. Well, you know what? He had already tested positive. It was just his sample that sat after the test. Now, that was a weird deal. Mm-hmm. If you look at my recommendations for the American League All-Star game, I do have Ryan Braun. I'm sorry, on the National League team. I do have Ryan Braun on the team. He's on the bottom, and it says Ryan effing Braun, because I really don't want the guy on the team. Yeah. That's just me. If you disagree with us, give us a call. Call in. We're going to be getting – Scotty O'Neill's going to come on. It's probably going to be at the end of the hour, I guess.
I wonder how many people in baseball, or how long it's going to take for baseball players – with Adderall. Is that a banned substance in baseball?
You know what? Who was it that just got fined for taking Adderall? Wasn't it an NFL player?
Yeah, Bruce Irvin got
That's gone. Exactly right.
Seattle, there's a lot of Seattle players that are getting knocked with it these days. There was
Rodney Dangerfield's here.
A couple of their corners got hit with it, now Bruce. So, I mean, and Adderall is like the new drug of choice.
Right.
Which, it's a study drug. Any college student will tell you that. Makes you stay awake, makes you more focused. So to me, there's a natural connection there between Adderall and hitting a baseball.
Right.
You're more focused, so you can see the ball better, you would assume.
Correct.
So I want to know, I mean, do you know if Adderall is a banned substance? I would assume that's a banned substance in baseball.
It has to be, because part of baseball is A, being able to relax, and B, concentrating on the pitch, right, especially as a hitter.
So if you have a concentration drug, then
well, you
I
know
feel
what?
Like...
I, you know what? A lot of pitchers' problems with command, because I coach baseball. Listen, by the way, I want to make an announcement. The Vienna River Dogs and the Cal Ripken Collegiate Baseball League opened their season at Madison High School on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. That's my team. And we're going to play 44 games in 7 weeks. And there are 12 teams in the Cal Ripken Collegiate Baseball League. We got a caller in right now.
Who's this? You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, it's Scott O'Neill.
Hey, Scotty. How are you?
How are we doing?
I'm doing great. Will you, Roy, will you do me a favor? Text Mike Wise back on there and tell him to call in. What time is it right now, Matt?
It's 10:40.
All right, we got plenty of time. Scotty, it's great to have you. Sorry about
good
last
to be here,
week.
Bruce.
I forgot to remind Scotty. This guy's so busy anyway. Scott was, were you president of Madison Square Garden Sports?
Yes, I was. Knicks, Rangers, Liberty, college basketball, tennis, boxing, anything sports that happened at the Garden.
And even more important, I think you're in the No Bats Hall of Fame, too.
Yes, I am.
Listen, let me tell you something. We had Scott on 2 or 3 weeks ago. He was phenomenal. Let's talk real quick about this hockey situation. Who's going to get the job? You know, were you surprised to see their coach let go?
You know...
I mean, I don't think he had that much to do with
sports,
it.
And nothing surprises me with coaches. You know, having to know Glenn and Torts really well, I'm a huge fan of both of them. I think in hockey or any sport for that matter, when you have a coach that has that style of coaching with today's professional athletes, I think there is some kind of like natural expiration date on when players kind of tune out and tune in.
Right.
I can tell you, I mean, the guy, you know, he's the winningest U.S.-born hockey coach of all time in the NHL. So
he's not that old either. Is he 50?
He's even a better guy. And if you think about the state of the team that he inherited, what was it, 3 or 4 years ago, and what he left the organization, fans should be sending him thank you notes for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I agree with you. I really like the guy. I like the fact that he never really gets too crazy, and he never overreacts. And what they did even to the Caps. The Caps were the number one seed, and they came out of as a division winner, and you know everybody thought the Caps were going to beat the Rangers, and guess what? They didn't.
No. Well, the Rangers entered the season. The Rangers and the Pens were top odds, and so were the Blackhawks.
What do you hear up there? I mean, do you hear Gretzky's got a good chance?
There's a lot of talk about Messier up here. Certainly a lot about Gretzky. You know, I don't know if I haven't spoken to Glenn. I don't know what his plan is. But the good news about having a guy like Glenn Sather running hockey is, you know, he'll do the work. He'll do the homework. He'll meet with all the right candidates and then decide what's best. So, you know, I think, you know, if you're a Rangers fan and you're listening, I mean, you have to feel like you're in good hands. As an organization, remember, we went 7 years without a playoff sniff.
Yeah, that. But,
and then all of a sudden, here's a team that people are saying should have contended this year. I think, you know, not having a real camp, you know, with Torch's style didn't help. And then, you know, they got off to a bit of a rocky start. But I think overall, you know, you got, you know, I think they're one of two teams to make the second round of the playoffs this year. I think it's them and the Kings. So this is not a, you know, I think it's got a good nucleus, the team. I think, you know, there'd be people would come out of the woodwork to coach this team.
Yeah. You know, we're talking to Scott Neal on the air. Scotty knows more about New York sports than anybody I know, except maybe a couple of sports writers that are 20 years older than he is. Scott, let me ask you a question here, and we're going to break here in a minute, but I want you to stay on for the next segment, if you don't mind, because we want to talk NBA. I mean, it's not, you know, I mean, we're down to game 7 tomorrow night.
I can't wait.
I can't either. And I like what I really, you know, what I like. I like what I see in Indiana. I mean, these kids are playing. They're playing hard, and it looks to me like the Heat are running out of gas. Roy and I talked a little bit about it earlier. I didn't want to go over NBA much before you got on today because, in my opinion, I mean, you really understand the NBA, and I'm a big Spur fan. Always had. I've been a Tim Duncan fan since I watched this swimmer from the Virgin Islands come play at Wake Forest University when I used to take 50 to 100 people to the ACC tournament every year. And, you know, was lucky enough to sit next to Jerry West one time and watch these guys play. The Spurs are just getting it done, aren't they?
Yeah, I got to tell you, a friend of mine, his name's Brendan Brown. It's Hubie Brown's son, was an assistant at Wake Forest. And Duncan's freshman year, he called me. He said, Scott, I'm working with the greatest power forward to ever play the game. And I mocked him. And I literally mocked him up until, I think, his second championship.
Right.
But he would tell me, since he was a freshman, he said, this will be the greatest power. He will transform the game of basketball. And man, oh man, can he play. And the Spurs, I mean, you know, like you can talk about the Spurs forever, but how about, let's talk about what Larry Bird did in Indiana. You have a small market. They didn't get number one draft pick David Robinson, number one draft pick Tim Duncan to anchor it, right?
Right.
They're dealing with essentially a 20th pick overall, 14th pick overall, 15th pick overall. They're not going out and getting the max free agent guy. I mean, you take, and they're doing it without Danny Granger. No one's talking about Larry Bird and the job he did because he's not there anymore, and it's Donnie. But, and Donnie put some finishing touches on it for sure.
Scotty,
this is Larry Bird's team.
Can I interrupt you and have you right back on? We got a break for a commercial. I got to read real quick, and I read fast, Scotty. Listen to this. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. I've got Scott O'Neill. He'll be back, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back. We're on the phone with Scott O'Neill. Scott, thanks for holding for us. That wasn't the one I thought it was. I'm glad it was a shorter break. Listen, let's talk a little bit right now about this game 7 tomorrow. What did you see yesterday that kind of gave you some idea what we can expect tomorrow night?
Well, you know, you're going to have the home team. There's a reason you work all year long to get home court advantage because it matters for sure. But what would be alarming if I were rooting for the Miami Heat or a Heat fan is the disappearance of Bosch or the neutralization of Bosch by West. And the fact that Dwayne Wade appears, at least from to me, there's something wrong. And, you know, he's got the chronic knee issue. So it has that flared up because he looks like half the player he was at Spurs during the regular season. Anderson will come back and give him a lift. But and that's Chris Anderson, the Birdman who was suspended. But you remember what happened with J.R. Smith got suspended in the Knicks series? When he came back, he's a little out of sorts, a little out of kilter.
Right.
And never really got his flow back. So you have to be a little bit concerned about that. Different style of play for sure. Mm-hmm. But they look vulnerable. And boy, the Pacers just can suffocate you defensively, as the Heat can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but at the end of the day, in the NBA, where I look at it is who has the best player on the court, and with 2 minutes to go, who would you rather have the ball? And so if I were a betting man, which I'm not, but if I were, the Heat, I think LeBron takes the game over and they win this game.
It's got, you know, I haven't even seen the number, but it's got to be like 4 or 5. I mean, it's got, you know, it can't be 7 like it was before. If it's 7, you got to think that this is going to be a close game no matter what. And you know what?
Yep.
And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, Scott, but I've been around for a while. And generally speaking, these kind of games do come down to the last minute. You know what I mean?
The line is 7, actually.
It is 7? Well, I got to take Indiana. I'm sorry. I'm going to take those points. That's a lot of points.
That is a lot of points.
You know, it's a lot of points when Dwayne Wade just – where's Dwayne Wade, Scott? What's going on? Yeah. Is he just done?
You know, but if you track Dwayne Wade, look, this kid is tough.
Right.
He's a leader, and he's a tremendous player. And he would never say, I'm hurt or my knee is – he just wouldn't say it.
Right.
He would just play through it. But it looks to me as if he's banged up.
Yeah.
And so – if they had run the table and like the Spurs and they get this long rest, it would have really helped the Heat. Mm-hmm. But you look forward and you've got a hungry, healthy, and rested team coming after him. I think that's going to be a fascinating series.
Scott, how old is West? He had 14 boards yesterday. I mean, this guy was just
well, he started the game 0-7. He had a tough outing, but you know what? The thing about West is he's a pro,
right?
And he hits open shots. He does the right thing. He's a hell of a defender. He can lock you down. He does what he's supposed to do on the boards. And grabbing that many boards when you have a big team and you've got Hibbert there as well, you know, he's a good player. He's a pro. I mean, he's the real deal. I think, you know, he's been a two-time All-Star. I mean, he's a legitimate player.
Yeah.
You know, I heard it this morning, very early this morning when I was, you know, getting the show together back at the house, and evidently Hibbert said something yesterday in the press conference. Did you hear see anything about that?
No, what did he say?
Well, you don't want to hear about it then. I don't know exactly what he said. I've had Matt looking for it for about 10 minutes. He sent it to me. See, I don't know how this computer works, Matt. I mean, for Christ's sake. But evidently he made a gay slur. And it was really.
I hope not.
He did. And I'll tell you, John Kincaid spent a half hour on it, and he was so mad, John Kincaid. And you know what? Hibbert's a good guy. He's not a bad kid. I've met Roy Hibbert when he was at Georgetown. Seemed like, and you know what? I haven't ever seen anything bad about him, you know, since he's been a pro. Have you? And then he comes out and says something that's stupid. I mean, I just don't get it. But well, let's not harp on that. Let's talk real quick about San Antonio right now. How in the world are they going to be able to cover LeBron James? Are they just going to basically sink in, you know, just stay back and make him beat them?
If
Miami wins tomorrow night.
Yeah, assume a Miami win. Well, assume an Indiana Spurs win. There aren't going to be that many people watching the game.
That could be a nightmare for the NBA office. Is that what you're trying to tell me, Scott?
What's that?
That's a ratings nightmare?
Yeah, Indiana, San Antonio, you almost couldn't design a worse case for ABC.
You know, Miami's not the biggest market in the world from a standpoint of, you know, I mean, it's more
all
like
of
a
their teams.
You know what it is? It's more like Honolulu. You know,
no,
I mean, it's almost
it, but, the, but Bruce, it's so star driven, right? This is, you know, there aren't 5 people on the planet that don't know LeBron James,
yeah,
and there aren't 100 who don't know Dwayne Wade. So, you know, and everybody followed the big three.
That's
and it's
right.
The story, and you either love them or you love to hate them. And
I'll be in that second group.
Yeah, I'm not a big.
What's that?
I'm in the second group.
I'm not a big. Miami
I love LeBron. Listen, he's the only guy basically in Washington I pay to go watch play basketball because, as you know, the Wizards don't have anybody to watch except John Wall, and it's just him basically.
Yeah, LeBron is a freak of nature. He'll go down as one of the great players of all time. He can play. He can guard at all 5 positions. He's unstoppable offensively. He's a leader. He's unselfish. He passes like magic and shoots like Bird. You know, he's got a size of Karl Malone. I mean, it's almost like if you had to design the prototype NBA player, it's him.
You know what? You know what I like about the entire situation? A lot of people don't know this about you, and you don't bring it up that much because you just don't talk about yourself, so I'll talk about you. At one time, you were in the NBA office, right?
I was, yeah. I spent almost 8 years there. Yeah. Incredible experience. I got to work closely with David Stern and Adam Silver, who's the heir apparent and going to be the next commissioner, and I absolutely loved my time at that place and got a chance to learn from who I think is the greatest sports marketer of all time, David Stern. I
mean, well, that absolutely is true.
For 7.5 years.
You know what? It's an international sport. The NBA jerseys, you'll see them in every country in the world. You see a lot more NBA jerseys than you do European jerseys in Europe.
The finals will be broadcast in 212 countries this year.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Isn't that great?
They should have the NCAA baseball playoffs on in 212.
I remember growing up, it was tape delayed, the finals.
Yeah.
Think about how far this league has come.
Yeah. You know what? I like what they've done. I like the fact that football tried it and it didn't work. And now, you know, when you think about it, even as a young, you know, people that are raising children now, basketball's a sport. I mean, if I could have made my high school basketball team, I would have never wrestled. And I was a 3-time conference champion in college wrestling. So, you know, I actually 2-time conference champ. I got second once. I always say 3. I lie because I should have won, but I had a separated shoulder and I couldn't practice for 3 weeks. I'm Bruce Hall. We're talking to Scott O'Neill. We got a couple of minutes left, Scott. Let me, Roy, my co-host has a question for you.
So we got to talking about LeBron, and I know that a hot topic in the NBA, I guess, in general, is where is LeBron going to end, you know, rank-wise when this is all said and done. And I know that a lot of people pointed to the decision. And now people are starting to point to 2014 and saying that it might happen all over again. There might be a decision part two, not necessarily in the same fashion, but that he goes to another power team. Do you think that the skipping around from team to team was something that we didn't see with like people like Michael Jordan, Bill Russell, Will Chamberlain, those kind of guys, where they're not bouncing from team to team, falling around stars? Do you think that hurts the legacy that is LeBron James? And you think that's something that'll keep him out of the top spot?
No, I think at the end of the day, you look at a couple things when you're talking about the greatest of all time. One is the number of championships. And this guy, you know, he's got a long way to go, but he's a young man. So I think for him, the likelihood of him moving to another team is different from other stars. Look, the age is different, too. Bill Russell's age, they didn't have free agency, so couldn't move. And Michael Jordan's age, there was no cap. I mean, remember the 1 year he comes back, they pay him $36 million to play. Mm-hmm. So the time is different. Today is different. The era is different. So I think that'll be forgiven or forgotten. But what he has to do is figure out a way to start accumulating championships. And I think they've got a good shot this year, despite the dogfight they're in. And to have two at this early young age and then to put yourself in a position with an organization that has the resources and can assemble a team to run off some multiple titles, that's what he's concerned about. He has more money than he can spend. Okay, he's got endorsements of his endorsements. So for him, you know, it's unbelievable. And so for those guys, look, those guys took less money to go to Miami.
Yeah, they did.
So he doesn't need max money, and that's a huge deal. Huge.
Yeah.
So that very, very nature of him doing that kind of mitigate the Heat's ability to hold on. You know, so and look, you're looking at that Heat roster, there's not much there. Dwayne's getting a little older, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Bosh, I think, he's to call him a superstar is a real stretch.
He's not that old, though.
He's certainly an all-star.
Still young.
Yeah. That's what I've been saying, too. I think that this Heat team is more like that Cavaliers team than more people like to admit. A lot of people want to point to Dwayne Wade and still think that he's a top 5 basketball player in the league, which just isn't true anymore. Now he's more of a shell of himself.
Right.
He's finally become that Robin, and this is absolutely LeBron James' team. So I agree with you. This team is not the power top 3, you know, monsters that was once formed 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think Eric Spoelstra, he's done a wonderful job. I don't think he gets
the
credit.
Has.
I mean, I think the spread 5 offense they run is really smart. Spread that floor. I think he's got them, and LeBron always had the body to be a great defensive player.
Scotty,
but, you know,
I got to run. I really hate to run. Listen,
no,
I got to thank you for calling in.
Thanks, guys.
We're going to have you on real soon, especially after the next round. This is Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
It don't matter. I won't do what you say. tall. I'll be waiting in the shadows till the day that you fall.
This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here at News Talk 1230
WFAS. Not controversial enough,
huh? Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Hey, it was nice of Scott to come on. That, you know,
yep.
He should just start his own company, which I think he has done, and he's looking at a million different things right now. And he's so talented and he's so young that he's going to get a lot of stuff done in the next 30 years or so. I wish he'd come here and I wish he'd put a group together and buy the damn Wizards. That would be nice. That could be one of the things you do, Scott. Buy the Wizards. Actually, find us a general manager besides Ernie Grunfeld. Of course, Scott, he's probably a friend of Scott's. But Ernie's not doing so well down here.
Well,
is he? He's lost like 5,000 games.
Ernie Grunfeld is
not good.
Such an interesting character.
Yeah, he is.
He
was a good basketball player.
He'll get rid of contracts that he screwed up. He'll build up a contract that is absolutely terrible, that destroys a franchise, and then somehow get rid of it and open up all this cap, and then he'll do it all over again. And it's just like, it's such a love-hate relationship with Ernie Grunfeld. Like, one season, he will completely destroy the team, be the worst general manager in basketball, and then he'll do something that will keep him around. And now he's drafted Beal and Wall, and it looks like he may have put something together. The Wizards have the number three overall pick, which is probably going to be Otto Porter.
Yeah, I hope it is Otto Porter, because he's got more upside.
It'll be interesting to see.
Don't you think Otto's the guy they should get?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going to play the two. He'll be a 2-3.
Hometown kid,
yep.
You know, and he can play the four. It'll mix
better
him
not
well
be
with
that
Beal
big kid from Maryland, Alex Len.
Or there's been rumors circulating that they're going to trade the number one pick and bring in somebody like DeMarcus Cousins, who played with Wall in college.
Which would work.
I mean, obviously it would be more than DeMarcus Cousins. There are probably some picks involved and some other stuff in there. But so we'll see. We'll see what it's on Ernie.
You're all over that. Did you talk to your basketball guy this week at all about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
How's he doing, by the way? What was his name, the young kid that knows all of the guys that are getting drafted?
Are you talking about Alex Klein?
Yeah, Alex Klein. He's 17
yeah, he's doing
years
great.
Old.
They got the he has the Klein Classic either coming up or it just happened. I think it's in July, though.
Now, that's the basketball tournament. Yeah. Are you going to go to that again?
I hope so.
Where is that, in Chicago?
I
think it is. I think it's always in Chicago. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to my show and Roy's show, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Matt's sitting over there trying to pretend like he's doing something, but he's actually just listening to us with his iPad and probably playing Words with Friends or whatever the name of that damn game is. Nobody's playing back. I hate that when they like dismiss you.
It is. It's today.
You know what? I get
the Mary Klein Classic is today. Actually.
Well, you know what? I'm guessing you're not going to make it.
I'm not going to make it.
Did you get an invite?
Oh
my God!
No.
You're so busy that Alex didn't. You didn't even get his invite. I bet you got one.
It's in. Probably it's, don't even it's in know. Philadelphia.
Hey, can we talk? Can we talk Major League Baseball for a while?
Sure.
Can we go to MLB.com? Everybody go there, because we're going to talk about everybody on it.
No, everybody go to Sports Man Cave.
Yeah, go to Sports Man Cave, then go to MLB.com.
In a separate window.
The you know, we like to talk about who's playing well and who's not, and the best way to start that out is to look at the standings. And the standings are very interesting, because we're about a quarter of a way through the season now, and we're actually closer to a third of the way. We're between a quarter and a third. They've played 59 or 56 to about 60 games so far. And I'm going to tell you right now, the Boston Red Sox are surprising everybody in the East still.
Yeah.
They're getting good pitching. Anytime you look at a team's home and road record and they're identical, that's a good baseball
team. Apparently just had to fire a coach.
Well, evidently, Bobby Valentine was not the answer.
Who would have thought?
The New York Yankees have hung in there. Yeah. If you read the tabloids, the newspapers in New York, mm-hmm. I call them tabloids because they're great. They really are. I read the New York News every day.
The New York tabloids are the best news around.
Yeah, they are. I mean, you know, if it's if it's just got an ounce of truth, that's good enough for me.
Do you know what Amanda Bynes is up to right now?
I do, actually, unfortunately.
But anyway, the Yankees are two games back. They've lost 7 out of their last 10. That's not good. They seem to be actually aging in front of us as we speak, even though Joe Girardi's done a great job with them so far.
Yet they're still a half game up on the Orioles.
Yes, they are.
That shows how hot they started.
And you know who Bruce Hall picked to win the American League East? Was
the
Baltimore
O's,
Orioles.
Yeah. I have the O's finishing right where they're at right now.
Okay, I know you do. And Tampa Bay is right there. They're a half game back of the Orioles. Mm-hmm. And so you've got basically four teams within 3 games of each other. Anything can happen. Toronto, I'm giving up on them because they don't have the pitching. Yeah. You know what their biggest mistake was, in my opinion? Getting the knuckleballer. They shouldn't have got, you know, they should have just, they traded a lot of good guys for him.
That was your man, though. You didn't like, you liked the trade.
I wanted
the
Mets to keep him. I thought that he was a better fit for the Mets because he made it happen in New York.
Yeah.
Knuckleballers are different. When you take a guy out of a certain situation with the weather, the wind, all that, mm-hmm. and you put him in a, well, I mean, that's a dome, basically. In Toronto, I think they opened the roof, but they shut. You know, you never know what's going on there. He's having a command problem. You know, his speed is down because of his back. He's got a bad back. That was what I think the Mets were worried about, was he was going to get hurt. And sure enough, he's pretty hurt. I'm pretty sure his ERA is around 5. It might even be over 5. And, you know, when you're almost 10 games back at this time of the season, the beginning of June, you're in trouble. Detroit, the team I picked to go back to the World Series this year, is, you know, barely winning. I mean, leading their division, the Central Division, over Cleveland, who I've fallen in love with. You know, even though I picked Detroit, I'm pulling for Cleveland to win the division. I want Detroit to be a wild card team, and I want Baltimore to be a wild card team.
I like Detroit a lot, I like Cleveland. I just think it's such a feel-good story, you know?
It absolutely
that
is.
That city needs some sort of winner. It's something.
Hey, they've won it. You know? They have the best. They have an 18-11 record at home. They're playing for the fans. They're bringing fans back. They're like cutting. They're making up dates as we go because I don't even think they knew they were going to be this good this early. Who thought?
Well, they made moves, everybody, and they brought in, who'd they bring in?
They brought in everybody. They got Jason Giambi in there.
They rolled out the red carpet for, who was it? The outfield from the Yankees they picked up. Drawing a blank.
Yeah, you are.
Know this.
Oh, you're not talking about Jason Giambi. You're talking about Swisher. Swisher.
There it is.
Nick Swisher is. See? Listen, Swish, when Swish left New York, listen to me. When he left New York, everybody freaked and said, why are you getting rid of Swisher?
Yeah, but
they're trying to save money.
Right.
Yeah, but you don't trade a guy that plays first base, right field, left field.
Right.
That hits 300.
I mean, I don't think that New York
that
fans
was a mistake.
Thought, yeah, but I don't think New York fans thought it was that big of a mistake when they first let him go.
No.
Okay, Nick Swisher, you guys way overpaid
for him. That's not what I heard from my Yankee friends. That's not what I read. A lot of people were upset that Swisher was gone. Who have they replaced him with? Ish Rosenwright, and he acts like he's 60 years old now. I mean, if you see Ishiro's OBA is less than 300. It's horrible.
Well, the whole Yankees team,
they're just
beat up.
Old, I know. And you know, Ishiro, God bless him, his time is up. And you look at the rest of the teams in the Central Division, the White Sox, 5.5 games back, Minnesota's tied with them. I don't know how. And Kansas City brought George Brett in to be their interim hitting coach. Now, I got to tell you, George Brett was a great hitter. George Brett was the last hitter that almost hit 400 in the major leagues. He was hitting over 400 until August. But George Brett is also a Charlie Lau disciple. And Charlie Lau is the way people hit today, staying inside the ball, going the other way. Mm-hmm. Charlie Lau was the first guy to ever design that. And Charlie Lau was like a lifetime 240 hitter. But he was a great hitting coach for the Kansas City Royals. Yes, Matt?
Apparently we have a Met fan running our board at WFES because he's talking about the Mets sweeping the Yankees. This is our World
Series. Oh, we're going to talk, about that.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you.
Four-game series sweep, too, I think.
Yeah, but let me tell you. What does that say, in my, and this is just me saying this, the Mets handled the Yankees.
Yeah.
They handled them. Now, sure, that was like the World Series because it's the crosstown rivals. When they started that series, I want to say that the Yankees were 12 games over 500. The Mets were 12 games under. When it was over, they made up, I mean, you know, they made up some ground. And the Yankees, all of a sudden, now they're in trouble because they can't beat the Mets. Well, guess what? It's baseball. You can take a Division I college team and give them wooden bats, mm-hmm. and on a given day, they can with a good pitcher, they can beat the Yankees. I'm just telling you, that's baseball.
It's just
the way it happens. The Mets took advantage of it. David Wright looks like he's healthy again, thank God. How about Harvey? Big article in the Post today on Matt Harvey. What a monster this kid is. I think he's the average against for Harvey is 171 or 173. He's in every major category of a starting pitcher in baseball with his fastball, with his slider, with his curveball, with his changeup. If he stays healthy, you know, he is going to be the anchor to a very good pitching staff because they've got Zach Wheeler in AAA. Zach Wheeler just beat the Fresno Grizzlies. It was a bad day not only for the San Francisco Giants yesterday, losing in St. Louis, where by the way, they had some horrible tornadoes the other night, and they got rained out. They played a doubleheader yesterday to make up the game, and the Giants lost 8-0 and 7-1. In Fresno, Zach Wheeler held them to one run in like a hitting league and beat them 2-1. Their Triple-A team. So I mean that, you know, I mean they've got Zach Wheeler who eventually will be their number two. He throws 96-99. I mean, you know, and he certainly isn't quite ready for the majors, maybe, but I think that you'll see Zach Wheeler soon. I think you'll see him after the All-Star break. Really do.
I mean, Matt Harvey 5-0, 1.85 ERA.
He's unbelievable.
There's not much more you can really
ask. And you know what's great about him? He throws up in the zone where a lot of guys get in trouble.
Yeah.
He's not scared to throw up in the zone. In that article, if you read, it's a great story about him getting the ball from his dad, who was his high school coach, in ninth grade in a playoff game. His dad goes, "Are you ready for this?" He goes, "Don't ever ask me that question again." He went out and beat a team as a ninth grader, never looked back.
And he's making under $500,000. So
well, it does. Yeah, but he signed for
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, but he signed for a ton of money. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm here with Roy Edwards of Sports Man Cave and Matt from Matt's Studio.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here at News Talk 1230 WFAS.
Clear everything up, but you're going to have to say it.
Let me give the exact quote back up. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with saying it.
It's a pop culture thing, even though you say the word.
It's a pop culture reference.
H-O-M-O. That's for all those kids out there that can't spell.
What's wrong with saying homo? You can't say homo. Why can't you say homo?
Why would you say homo?
It's a shortened version of homosexual.
Okay,
which is a lot. It's what that.
Well, what? Well,
it's
so
not
what,
saying.
So
that,
what
it's
does
not
no homosexual mean? That he's not a homosexual?
It's to clarify. It's a pop culture. What he's saying is a pop culture reference from.
How is that right though? How is that
Lil
a good
Wayne,
thing to say?
It was made.
Now we're gonna. If Lil,
it was made popular by Lil Wayne.
If Lil Wayne says it's okay. Isn't he dead or did he almost die?
That doesn't make your case very well.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the reason why he said this.
Do you know
is
who Davis? My son dresses up like every Halloween. Lil Wayne. Yeah. I'm Bruce Hall. My son isn't Lil Wayne,
what?
But I guarantee you, my son doesn't say no homo.
He
probably does.
No, he doesn't.
If you have close friends, you know, like, I love
let's
you,
get
man.
Off of that. Oh, Scott O'Neill, yes. If you're listening to the show, I was wrong. It was a pop culture reason that he said homo.
I'll read you the quote as soon as
whatever.
I find
it. Everybody expects
CBS Radio spend a half an hour condemning it?
Because they have nothing else to talk about.
Oh, that's right. They're CBS Radio. They're supposed to follow
it. Because it's not football season.
Yeah, exactly. He said, I'm paraphrasing here, but he says, I feel like I let George down. I couldn't get aboard. They were stretching me out down low. No homo.
And then he
gave Wait a minute. Now that when you put it all together, that becomes a little bit weird. Less, because it's, you know, it's like No Homo and a pop culture reference is more like, hey, I love you. That's my best friend, and I love him so much.
All right, let's do this.
Right.
But if it's like, that if he's touching my area,
it's saying I don't mean that in a homosexual way.
Area?
That's what it means.
Like Area 51?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Hey, listen.
I might get us in trouble with Marty.
Can we finish up? Let's do this. Let's finish up with the American League and the National League standings, and then we're going to go over.
Can we get our picks?
Let's do our picks right after that so we can get them done. But real quick, Minnesota, Kansas City, forget about it. Texas, you love them.
Yeah, I do like
Texas. I do too. I like them since
they
got you.
Best pitching staff in the league.
Yu Darvish is going today. I love him today. Oakland, we're going to do our picks in a little while. Oakland is right there. They're two games back. The Angels, almost 10 games back. Seattle, a game behind them. Forget about those guys. They're done. And by the way, Albert Pujols is stealing money from the Los Angeles Angels. You know, he has an 8-year contract at like $25 a year. That's like, isn't that $2 billion? No.
What?
I'm just kidding. Anyway, let's look at the National League East. He's still stealing money. Atlanta is, even though B.J. Upton is...
He's slumping.
They're talking about sending him back to Double-A to get his swing back, or Gwinnett to Triple-A. He gets a base hit last night to beat the Nationals, who can't hit water if they fell out of a boat lately. The Nationals, by the way, who everybody picked to go to the World Series and win this year, they're at 500, 28-28. And we know why. They got injuries. Their pitching, starting pitching hadn't performed that well. Their relief pitching hasn't performed that well. They haven't performed that well. Atlanta is 11 games over 500 with all kinds of problems, but they're winning ball games. And Freddie Gonzalez got tossed last night. I have a lot more respect for him than I ever had because I love watching managers get tossed. It just tells me they're passionate. They're not going to let anybody run over their kids. Philadelphia, I don't think they have a shot this year. They're 4 games under .500. Cole Hamels is 1-8. He's 1-8, and his ERA is 5 and change. The New York Mets played great in that crosstown series this week, and I'm just trying to remember if they won last night. Yeah, they did. They won again, but the Mets have got some room to make up. Don't see it happening.
The Mets lost last night.
Yeah, what was it?
8-1 to Miami.
That's right. Miami beat them with their rookie pitcher. It's like 21 years old, and he gave up 6 hits and 1 run in 7 innings. Miami is going nowhere. Their owner should be, you know, sued for fraud, basically for defrauding the people of Miami and getting rid of all their players. And their best player still isn't healthy, the big outfielder. St. Louis Cardinals, best team in baseball right now. I hate to say it. I don't like the Cardinals. Had to sit out. They had tornadoes coming through downtown St. Louis and through the airport. The airport was shut down for almost 24 hours the other day. San Francisco got there. They didn't even play. Then they played a doubleheader yesterday. St. Louis scored 15 runs in 2 games, gave up 1. They're 37-18. And the last 10 games, they're 8-2. At home, they're 17-9. On the road, they've won 3 more games and only lost 9. 20-9 on the road. Right now, they look like they're going to the World Series. Cincinnati Reds, in any other division, Roy, I mean, if you look at their record, they're 35-21. Mike Leake, you know, a kid from San Diego who's good friends with the Bochies, you know, used to play with Brett in travel ball when he was a kid, went to Arizona State University, All-American 2 or 3 years. He, all of a sudden, is pitching lights out.
Mm-hmm. Same with the Pirates. The Pirates in the other two divisions, and those are your 3 division leaders.
Yeah, here's the difference between the Reds and the Pirates. The Pirates probably, after the break, won't have as good a record as Cincinnati. Cincinnati always finishes strong. The Pirates usually fail, unfortunately. Yeah, right. But Andrew McCutchen isn't really crushing the ball right now. But it's not just him. There's 2 or 3 players on that team that are struggling. Marte has slowed down a little bit. But you got to love what you see in Pittsburgh because, look, this is a team that doesn't spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a blue-collar area that's been hit hard by unemployment. They can't spend $100 million a year on a baseball team, but they're competing. The Chicago Cubs have one of the best pitching staffs in baseball with starters. I mean, they got three guys that could literally make the All-Star team as starting pitchers, but that's all they got.
Yeah, they're not.
They got nothing else. Nate Sherholtz, former San Francisco Giant, is hitting like 290, and he's got like 17 doubles and a bunch of RBI. I'm so happy for Nate because Nate was my boy in San Francisco. Now, of course, Hunter Pence is there. Goofy Hunter. I love Hunter.
He is a goofy guy.
He's the goofiest guy I think I've ever seen, but I love him. He plays so hard. He's so strong. Milwaukee. Oh, what a shame. Ryan Braun's team sucks. Well, there's a surprise. Maybe they should all do steroids and they'll get better. I'm sure that Braun could arrange for a place where they could buy some. Arizona Diamondbacks in the West are beating not only my San Francisco Giants, but Colorado by 2.5 games. Everybody, you know, they took a year off just like the Giants did. 2 years ago, last year. Mm-hmm. And you know, they made some changes. They got rid of that guy with all the tattoos that played third base. They got rid of a couple pitchers. They brought Corbin up permanently.
Yep.
They're young, and they have one of the best minor league group of kids that I've seen in a long time. The Arizona Diamondbacks, they're in first place. They'd be, you know, right now they'd be in the playoffs. Colorado and San Francisco are 2.5 games back, tied for second. San Diego's only 5 games back, but I don't see them doing anything. And oh God, America's team, Magic Johnson's LA Dodgers, they're 23-31 and they're getting booed regularly at home. So you know what? Too bad. Too damn bad. All right, real quick. Let's look at the game. We're gonna get started before we take a break. Red Sox are at the Yankees. This is going to be a good game. You got Clay Buchholz. That's the night game. This is the ESPN game. Mm-hmm. Hiroki Kuroda is getting the ball for New York. Thank you, Matt. Matt is watching out for me over here. Buchholz has a 1.73 ERA, 9-1 record the team has when he starts. Kuroda, 7-4. He's got a 6-3 record, 2.39 ERA. Who do you like, Roy?
I like Boston.
All right, I'm passing on the game because it could go either way. The Mets are at the Marlins. Harvey, that's all I got to say.
Exactly.
I'm taking the Mets. You know, if the Mets score 3 runs, they win this game. And I think they will. By the way, they lost in Florida, so they're not going to lose 2 in a row in Miami. The Nationals are at the Braves. The rookie Carnes getting a start for the Nationals. Looked real good his first start. Didn't look so good his second start. Paul Mahalam used to be a Pittsburgh Pirate. He's getting the start for the Braves. Who you like?
I like the Braves.
Oh, you didn't want to say that, but you did. I'm going to pass.
What was that?
He said the Braves.
If you were going to make me pick,
the Braves.
I have the Braves.
The Braves.
But I want the Nationals.
The Reds are playing in Pittsburgh. We were just talking about both of these teams. You know, it's sad that anybody's got to lose this. Matt Latos is 5-0.
Yep.
9-2. Gomez has not. They haven't lost a game he started yet. They're 6-0.
Yep.
It's 8.5-10. So if you, 6-7. Latos is the favorite. Who are you going to take?
Latos.
All right, we're going to be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS with more Major League Baseball.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. We're back. We are back. All right, where were we? Okay.
It's 8-8.
Brewers at the Phillies. Cliff Lee is maybe the hottest pitcher in the National League besides Matt Harvey.
And I hate to say that.
Can I tell you what? I'm going to take – I don't even care. I'm taking the Phillies here. You're giving up 2-1 if you take the Phillies. Take them anyway.
I feel it.
You got to give it. I do too. You got the Giants. I'm not even touching
those,
this.
Those two picks you just gave me,
what?
Just heartbreaking.
I know.
I picked the Braves over the Nationals, and I just picked the Phillies.
Well, the Giants are at the Cardinals. Hey, the Giants are at the Cardinals. I don't see the Cardinals losing anything here.
Yeah, the Cardinals.
Although Chad Gaudin is starting for the Giants. You know what? I'm going to take the Giants just because they need the game so bad.
This is Gaudin's second start?
Yes.
Ever?
Yes.
So, no.
Yep.
Cardinals.
I'm taking them anyway. The D-backs. You got Timmy Corbin. 8-0, 10-0 when he starts. Jeez. Edwin Jackson, who's stealing, or something like that. Edwin Jackson's stealing money from the Chicago Cubs brass. He's got a 6.11 ERA. He's 1-7, 2-8 when he starts. You know what's really wild here? It's almost a pick game. You know what? If you got a wild hair, take the D-backs for the mortgage. Just kidding. But I really like that game. That's my game of the day, by the way. You got the Devil. I'm sorry. The Rockies are hosting a recently hot pitcher, Ryu. They're 6-10. He's 6-2, and they're 7-4 when he starts. His ERA is 2.89, but he's a Dodger. It's De La Rosa. He's a lefty. They're 8-3. I'm taking the Rockies. You know why? Because Michael Kadire's healthy. And by the way, Cuddy's hitting like .343.
I have the Rockies too.
We had Michael Kadire on the show. When Roy was on his honeymoon? It was an interview I had with him in spring training. Cuddy was out for about a week or two, and he's back now, and he's knocking the crap out of the ball. The Devil Rays, who looked horrible yesterday.
Don't call me the Devil Rays.
They're the Rays. Yes. That's right. Well, you know.
Now they're going to lose because you call them Devil Rays.
Good. Well, that's good because I'm taking the Indians anyway. McAllister, 4-4. They're 6-4 when he starts. Guess what? Against this opponent this year, 0.77. Take McAllister and take him for a bundle.
Who's throwing for the Rays?
Hellickson.
Okay, because that was a last-minute kind of decision because they had it at TB to be determined.
As a matter of fact, the New York Post has him Hellickson, but that's not right. It's a typo, you guys. Start taking a peek at your.
I still have Cleveland, even with the.
I do too, especially at home. They're great at home. The Tigers, Porcello at the Orioles, Gausman, and Gausman's the kid that throws 98-99. Mm-hmm. But
with little control, and
they just didn't look
hits.
Like they were together yesterday. And Ricky Porcello's good. You got to take the Tigers here. I'm not. I'm passing on them though.
I have the Tigers. I don't think we've disagreed on a single pick yet.
No. Well, I'm not gonna take that game. It's just too close to call. The Mariners are at the Twins. Now I know one thing. Jeremy Bonderman came out of college as one of the top picks in the draft. Made it all the way to the majors with the Detroit Tigers. If you remember, that was a few years ago. He's in his 30s now. Guess who's made a comeback into the major leagues? Jeremy Bonderman will get the ball today
for Seattle. Another late decision.
Yeah, guess what? He's pitching against Diamond, who's a pretty good kid. Although Diamond has not pitched well as of late, I'm still going to take the Twins.
Me too.
The Royals. It's you, Darby.
It's agreeing hour.
Hey, it's Santana. Irvin Santana gets the ball for the Kansas City Royals. They're in deep trouble. The Rangers aren't. It's you, Darvish. It doesn't matter what the odds are. Take you, Darvish.
Absolutely.
If you lose, don't play the lottery tonight because you're very unlucky.
The best pitching staff in baseball against a team who just had to hire a new hitting coach.
Exactly. But it's George Brett. Hey, and maybe George Brett will come out and like do a pine tar thing.
He's going to fix him in one game.
Maybe he'll start screaming and hollering, jumping around at home plate sometime.
Not a chance.
I hope he gets tossed sometime because he's fun to watch get tossed. The Astros, who probably are the worst team in the league, are at the Angels. The Angels have been up and down as of late. I'm taking Wilson, the left-hander for the Angels. They have to win this game.
They brought Wilson in for games like this.
That's exactly right.
You have to beat this team.
Yeah, he's a stopper. He's 4-3. They're 4-2 when he starts. Although Lyles, his last three starts in 18 innings, has a 1.50 ERA. You know what? I'm going to pass on this game. And I'm going to tell you why. The Astros have won three out of their last four.
That's exactly why they're my top play.
Yeah, I know.
It's because Houston Astros have won.
You know what? Just to agree with you, I'm going to take the Angels too. The White Sox, you got Chris Sale back. You know, he was hurt. He was out of, I think he was out of start. He's got a 5-2 record, 7-2 when he starts. Great left-hander. He's going against Jared Parker though. Of the A's, although he has struggled tremendously.
Yeah.
Take Sale. It's a pick.
I have
the
Sox, yeah.
And you know what? The White Sox are so bad. They're not any better at home or on the road, so take them on the road here. The Blue Jays, you got Ortiz, who's 40 years old, getting the ball for the Blue Jays.
Another late decision on the start.
That's exactly. You know who he's pitching against? Volquez, who started out like gangbusters, but now he's got a 5.20 ERA. If anybody goes to this game, they're wasting their time and their money.
I have Toronto just because I pick every game, but I I haven't asked you.
I tell you what, I'll take the Padres, and I want you to call me tonight. Let's see who's won. All right, well, so that's the games. You've got Roy's decision and my decision. If you just got on the air, Roy, let's go over just who we liked. I took nobody in the first game. You took? It's Red Sox-Yankees.
Red Sox.
All right, Mets-Marlins, we both took Harvey. Nationals-Braves, you took the Braves. I took nobody. Reds-Pirates, I took Latos.
Yep.
And so did you. Brewers, Phillies, we both took Cliff Lee.
Yep.
Giants, Cardinals. I took the Giants because it's just a stab in the dark.
I took the Cardinals.
Yeah, well, the heck with you. The D-backs and the Cubs, we both took the D-back, Timmy Corbin. Dodgers and the Rockies, we took the Rockies because we hate the Dodgers.
And Ryu's pitching. Well, he hasn't done anything since Street Fighter.
No, that you're thinking of a different guy. Ryu actually pitched a really good game last outing. Yeah. The Rays and the Indians, we both took McAllister.
Yep.
Tigers and the Orioles, you took the Tigers.
I took the Tigers.
Yeah, I didn't take anybody. The Mariners and the Twins, we both took the Twins. Yep. Royals and the Rangers, we both took Yu Darvish with the Rangers. Astros and the Angels, we both took the Angels.
Yep.
That was crazy. The White Sox and the Angels, we both took the White Sox. And the Blue Jays and the Padres, I only took the Padres because you took Ortiz.
I took the Blue Jays.
But I wouldn't play
that. And my parlay?
I wouldn't play that game with your money,
by the way. My parlay is Rangers, Arizona, Angels.
The Angels are the one that's going to have to do it for you. And I hope you're not counting on anything from Albert Pujols, the guy making $25 million a year.
Never heard of him.
All right, so we're through that. Matt, you have something to say.
Yeah, I want to bring it over to the NFL real quick. I don't know if you guys heard the story.
Keyshawn Johnson?
No, Mike Adams getting stabbed in a robbery attempt.
Oh, yeah, he's a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Now, I have a weird take on this. Okay. I think we need to find this guy because NFL tight ends are not the smallest guys. Either he was in the worst part of the city where, you know, the tight end for the Steelers is the least threatening guy that you can go and stab.
Maybe
or,
he's a small
or this
tight
guy,
end.
No, he's the picture of him is a big guy.
You know what? Must have been somebody pretty bad.
I understand shooting at an NFL player, but going and stabbing one, that takes some major cojones.
Yeah, Mike Adams is not small.
Well, we're happy he's okay.
So this is
that could have turned out
a lot worse.
No
vital organs, so that's why I can take it from a little bit of a lighter stance.
He's an offensive tackle.
Says tight end. They're all the same. The tight end's right outside the tackle.
The only acceptable NFL player to stab is the kicker, though. So
I don't think any.
If he's a soccer player, man.
Yeah, who can be stabbed? Come on now.
I'm saying without being considered a total badass.
Hey, you know what? Which team is hitting the
Nobody's
worst
backing
in baseball
me up on
right
this
now?
One, so I
no,
know I'm
absolutely not.
Way out of left field with
I'm
this.
Not going to, I'm not going to back you on which player is okay to be stabbed. That's no. Mm-mm, sorry.
All right.
He's 6'7". I'm trying to get a weight here for you, but he's 6'7", so he's a big boy.
So I'm thinking this guy needs to be on the FBI's most wanted list. If you're willing to go and stab a 6'7" guy, that guy is just willing to do anything.
I got a question. Did you read a story about Tim Tebow? There was some talk coming out that he may sit out next year.
Yeah, 6'7", 323 pounds is Mike Adams. I've heard reports that Tim Tebow has been blackballed by NFL owners because of the quote cult-like following that he has.
That's ridiculous. So it's a cult-like following. You know, well, you know, Jesus had a cult too. They followed. They were called disciples. I mean,
still has a cult.
Do you think the NFL's blackballed? Let me ask you a question. Do you think the NFL said to the New York Jets, because this is a conspiracy now, if they have blackballed him, that's illegal, first of all, because you can't do that.
Do I think that he's been blackballed? No. Do I think that nobody wants to take on the Tebow storm for what is really now an experimental player? Yes. I do think that nobody wants to take on the storm that of the media storm that is Tim Tebow for an experimental player, because anyone who is going to bring in Tim Tebow right now, you're not going to do it as your starting quarterback. The only team that I think it's a perfect fit for is the Jacksonville Jaguars. But
I agree.
You have
I can't believe it, but we agree.
I think the Jacksonville Jaguars need to bring him in. But at the same time, they have so much invested in a really bad quarterback. It was Blaine
Hibbert.
Gabbert.
Yeah, Blaine Gabbert.
Blaine Gabbert.
I said Hibbert.
Roy Hibbert.
Yeah, Hibbert. Hey, no homo. Or is it homo? No.
So
I don't know. I don't know this.
That one is unacceptable.
I don't know this pop culture stuff.
No.
I
have
no idea what we're talking about.
So Blaine Gabbert, he's a 77 quarterback rating. It looks like he threw for 1,600 yards last year and 9 touchdowns. So, I mean, the guy is terrible.
That's like four games for
that's awful.
Drew, what's his name?
You do have to think really that there's bad. Something going on.
I don't mean Bledsoe either.
Because there's so many teams that he could be on. Like, you look at Dallas. Dallas is a team that you would
That's one team he wouldn't be on.
No, they want the attention.
Matt, keep guessing. Come up with another
one. The Cowboys are the
They just gave Tony Romo like gold bullion.
Exactly, but they don't need a quarterback.
And then what's his name? Kyle Orton. They have Kyle Orton as a backup.
Do you not understand the Cowboys? It's all about Jerry Jones. It's not about anybody else. It's about Jerry Jones. Wouldn't you agree?
Exactly. Yeah, and Jerry Jones would love to have. Nobody else wanted to do this, but I did it.
No, they'd be talking. Yeah. You know how long they talk about that with Jerry for like one interview? And then it would be Tim Tebow.
But you know he would be standing right next to the guy the entire time.
You're crazy. Like, well, yes, he would. Did you see what somebody did this week? They took footage of the draft with Jerry in front of the board, and they broke down exactly where the Cowboys had every draft choice on their board. It was unbelievable. It happened on Monday, and and they reported on it. There was a big. It took a lot of time. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall for Roy Edwards of Sports Man Cave, and Matt Lynch from somewhere. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here on News Talk 1230 WFAS.
We got the sign language going on. Well, we're definitely, you know, we're starting to lean towards the NFL a little bit. It is June.
I guess it's that time of
the
year.
It's June 2nd. Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Emily. My daughter is no longer a teenager. She turned 20 yesterday. Her and my daughter Erin are two of the sweetest girls and the smartest girls I've ever met in my life, and I'm lucky to even know them, much less be their father. Amy, I love you. She's probably listening in the middle of the night in Hawaii on. It's
absolutely
not iHeartRadio. What is it? What do they have to go to?
iHeart too. iHeart
too. Oh, okay. Both. We got everything, don't we?
We're everywhere.
We have everything. We're national. We're coast to coast. But we can't get anybody in Westchester to call in. Hey, I want to know. I want to hear somebody in Westchester tell me they don't like the name Yankees. Just one person. That's all I'm asking for.
It's okay.
Give us a call. 240-317-7294.
It's okay to talk about, right?
240-317-7294. There was a real good article about Tiger Woods in the Post today. You know, I keep relating to all this stuff. Tiger Woods shot, I've shot better than a 79, like two times in a row when I've played. Of course,
I shot a 44.
Yeah, he shot a 44 on the front nine yesterday on Saturday.
44 doesn't make my high school golf team.
No, but I don't think you played from the tips at this course.
No, I'm not. I'm comparing scores.
It was horrible.
Pro to pro course, well, high school to, you know, Jefferson.
Hey, hey, I'm a 12 to a 15. I shoot 44-44. That's like 88.
I'm saying player to course, 44 is unacceptable.
So how does a guy, let me ask you this, how does a guy this good, who's number one in the world again, by the way, how does he go from winning the Memorial 2 weeks ago to flunking out of school this week?
Well, I two things.
Think he just lost something in his swing, obviously?
Two things I think is going on here. A, I think that maybe something is going on with him and Lindsay again. I think that we've seen the Tiger surge again. If you want to get into, you know, psychology, sports psychology, then, you know, the good mind thinking, with you're starting to get consistent girlfriend, You have some consistency in your life again, so now you can start focusing completely on golf. Everything else kind of goes away, and you have that inner chi that Tiger Woods has had so many times in his past. Second, I think that this isn't the Tiger Woods that we all have known to love. We knew that
from 10 years
exactly.
ago.
10 years ago, Tiger Woods, he dominated everybody, and so now Tiger Woods is getting older. He's overcome an injury. He's overcome this huge scandal.
Sees his kids all the time.
We expect him to go out and just dominate, and we expect him to shoot, 70 every time he goes out, 69 every time he goes out, and just dominate everybody and blow everybody away. But that's not golf anymore. That's not this Tiger Woods. That's not to say that Tiger Woods isn't still the best golfer on the planet. It's just he's not blowing everybody out by 14 strokes anymore. 12
strokes. According to the rankings, he is number one. Yeah, and I think that the U.S. Open is in, 2 or 3 weeks?
I still think he's the best golfer.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that...
Hey, if he goes to Marion and wins, he's, going to be around.
He doesn't have to win every single...
He's won five tournaments this year already. He's won five tournaments this year already.
Still the best golfer in the world.
All right.
But he's not the... He's not... He's the best golfer. He's Tiger Woods, and he's the best guy out there right now.
All right. Flip to your racing chart. Your in-laws are going to love this. We're going to talk
Belmont.
A little Belmont here. Because you're talking about going up there. Are you going to go up there?
No, I'm not going
to go. Oh, gosh. I can't go up there. I have a doubleheader next Sunday. I have a doubleheader on Sunday. I can't go up. Actually, I could go up, but I'd have to fly, and I might as well drive if I'm going to fly. Anyway, let's take a look at the field for the Belmont. Orb, obviously, Orb is running. He's 3-1 right now. He's actually the favorite right now. Revolutionary is the one I think that's going to come back and kind of be there. He's probably better fit for the distance. You didn't think Orb was fit for the distance. Oxbow with Gary Stevens, horse that went to the lead in the Preakness and won it, is 4-1. Mm-hmm. Freedom Child, jockey's Luis Saez. He's trained by Tom Albertrani. He's 8-1. Freedom Child's an interesting horse. I don't know that much about him. All I know is that a lot of people that I know like this horse a lot. Golden Soul, Dallas Stewart, the trainer. You got Pletcher bringing three horses. He doesn't even know who the jockey is on one horse. Overanalyzed doesn't even have a jockey yet. Palace Malice, that was a name that came. Ouch, that was a name that came up. In the Preakness that everybody thought might win. Mm-hmm. And Palace Malice, kind of had a ho-hum race. Another Pletcher horse, Mike Smith's on that horse. Palace Malice could win this race. Just depends on, how it's run, unlimited budget, another Pletcher. I don't know. Rosie's on that horse, the lady, the young girl, 20-1. Vijack. No Rider, Rudy Rodriguez. Dwayne Lucas has got another horse in. We'll Take Charge. John Quartz on him. I gotta put that in every triple, every exacta, every super exacta. I got to put Wayne Lucas's horse in there because Wayne Lucas just won the Preakness, right?
Yeah.
He did.
I mean, it's a little early to be looking at horse racing. I mean, we can talk about it.
No.
But they haven't announced the field yet.
No, yeah, they have.
No, they haven't.
Well, it's projected.
Yeah.
And it's next week.
Right, but there's no contenders right
well,
now.
Well, let's talk about these. I'm talking about.
But we
about
can talk about
it.
These
What do you mean
lines?
No contenders?
There's the
Orb,
the field
Revolutionary,
has not been announced
Oxbow, Overanalyzed, Palace Malice, and the rest of them are so-so horses. Pletcher's got four horses he may start in this race. Four horses. It's incredible. All right. What do you want to talk about, Roy?
I mean, we can talk about horse racing.
Well, the only reason I'm saying that is because the race is next Saturday, right?
No, I know.
And we're going to be on Sunday. I'm going to make a pick. I'm picking Revolutionary, and I tell you who I'm going to flip them with. I'm going to flip Revolutionary with Palace Malice and Dwayne Lucas's Will Take Charge. That's my exacta box, and that should pay over $100. I'm guessing. Because I'm pretty sure Will Take Charge will go off at probably somewhere between 12 and 20-1. Palace Malice is probably going to get bet down to about 7 or 8. And Revolutionary may go off the favorite. Because I don't think anybody's going to make Orb the favorite anymore, do you?
No.
Orb didn't run a terrible race.
Yeah, but
it just got caught, got bumped early.
Yeah. Orb is a short track. There's a short track horse, though.
Yeah.
So
at least she's at home, or he's at home. I don't even think there's any fillies in this race. There's
Orb 7-2, Revolutionary 4-1, Oxbow 11-2.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What's Palace Malice 12-1?
Palace Malice is 15.
Yeah. I mean, I like that's a good number for Palace Malice. So. Palace Malice is really a longer horse. It was making up room in both races, I think. So anyway, that's my pull on this.
You think it's Revolutionary?
Yeah, I just think Revolutionary, everything I've heard from the right people, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have to have Ricky Snyder on next week. I had Rick Snyder on 2 weeks ago, and we talked about the Preakness results, and it was like 3 weeks ago. Rick Snyder, of course, is a big race guy, was with the Washington Examiner for years, and now he's doing has his own blog and does a great job in Washington, D.C. We were hoping to have Mike on today, Mike Wise, but he couldn't. He had to come on at a specific time. He couldn't come on, but he's going to come on next week. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk a little bit about this name change in Washington. We're also going to talk a little bit about the game on Monday night. That is a big game. I got to tell you, Roy, I got to take the dog plus 7.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you know who had something really good to say, and I took it seriously, mm-hmm. was when Scott was talking about the home team. It really does make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. But 7 points is...
Yeah, that's. I just think it's going to be like come down to the last minute. I just do, because mm-hmm. I don't see...
No real game in the series has been a blowout.
You know, if... Well, first of all, I mean, Chris Bosch has got to play better.
Absolutely.
Do you think they can play
the
like they did?
The whole supporting cast has to play better.
Do you think they can play like they did this past game and win it?
No.
I don't either. No, I just don't think LeBron can carry him every time. No. I just don't see it happening.
Mm-mm. No, I mean, LeBron James has to take control, but that doesn't mean that he can get it done himself. Like, I mean, like I compare this. The way that they played last night, that was the Cleveland Cavaliers team that LeBron wanted to get away from. You know, he doesn't want his team to play that way. He can't have his team play that way. And if they're going to win this series, if they're going to win Game 7, this is when you start to look at LeBron and you see his leadership quality. Is he going to go in there and yell at his team and scream and throw a fit, or is he going to take charge and he's going to rally the troops, so to speak? That's kind of what I am looking at. How is his team going to respond to the way that he's going to lead them? Because that's Dwayne Wade looks beat up. Chris Bosh looks almost lost at times. You know, so it's...
What's wrong with Chris Bosh?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know if,
I mean, he's getting plenty of playing time.
I don't know if he's not big enough to get down and get body with somebody like Roy Hibbert.
For power, that's for sure.
And the Pacers are. The Pacers are a scrappy down.
They're athletic.
Team.
You know what they remind me of? Oklahoma City a little bit. Because mm-hmm. they can run up and down the floor, it seems like, for 5 quarters. Not 4, 5 quarters. Because that's what they looked like they mm-hmm. did the other night. Now, I got to tell you, 2 games ago, I didn't see that. Did you? They were missing too many shots.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what they weren't doing. They weren't getting they weren't getting rebounds.
They weren't getting any shots. They were running the lanes, but they weren't, you know, they weren't getting good looks, and they weren't taking advantage of the ones that they did. And it was pretty much, I mean, that they came out hot. And then the second half, they came out cold.
You know, if the Heat get out rebounded by 10, not 20 like this past game, but 10 this week, I think they lose. Because they can't afford not to have the basketball. Mm-hmm. If they let Indiana control the ball and control the clock, they're going to lose.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think I'd like to see Indiana win. I think it would be good for the NBA. If an underdog won this series, I can tell you who it'll be good for is Vegas.
Yeah.
Because everybody played the Heat, is what I heard. I mean, the numbers were staggering in Vegas.
If you guys are looking to play the Belmont, wait to see the jockeys released.
Yeah, that's true.
When the jockeys get released, then take a hard look at the lines and play jockeys.
Hey, listen, if you're out there, please drive carefully. Don't text and drive. Don't tweet and drive, for sure. This is Bruce Hall, Roy Edwards, signing off from Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. See you next week, people.
Change the Yankee name.
Yeah.
It's offensive.